Is that about?
Yeah, we're here.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's always trouble when the guest asks the host, "You there?
Are you still there?"
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh my gosh,
Barb,
are you okay?
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
What would that smell like, Barb?
I don't know.
Bleach?
Oh, you know.
Uh-oh.
Talk on the air, Charlie. Quit telling me minutiae in my ear.
Maybe I'm just feeding down information.
Yeah, I say, well, what does Charlie know? No, it was Teresa. Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works, or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told.
Shut up!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That's so funny. Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you candidates, three of them. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. This happens to be the day that I was sitting in with Rhines, with Corby on vacation. We're out at a charity event, the Gaylord Texan. They had a very impressive guest list that was going to be there. A lot of notables from the world of sports. The problem is, Rhines was handed a list of past participants. So some of these participants, it was going to be impossible for them to be there. One, because he no longer plays here in J.J. Barea. One, because he's in legal trouble in Eugene Lockhart. But listen to this hilarity as it sets in on Rhines that he has a bogus list in front of him.
With a legion of athletes and people and stuff out here.
Listen to some of these names, George.
Let's see. From the Mavericks, it says J.J. Barea will be here, but how can that be?
I don't know. Don't the T-Wolves play tonight?
I don't know.
This is confusing.
But Rolando Blackman will.
The great Rolando Blackman.
Yes, the great Rolando Blackman. And also, the Mavs Maniacs will be here as well.
Great.
That's good.
What, you don't like the Maniacs?
Well, if J.J. Barea is going to be here, he's going to have to skip a 6 o'clock tip against the Bobcats tonight.
Okay, well, then let's scratch him off the list. I doubt that'll be happening. We might could scratch Eugene Lockhart off the list, too, I'm thinking.
No.
I mean, am I wrong about this?
No.
Are you sure this isn't last year's itinerary?
It is.
He's right. Wait a minute. Yeah, it is. It says past muscle. Okay, never mind.
Okay, people who've been here before.
Yeah, never mind then. Well, they'll have a lot of others who are currently here out here tonight.
They're currently here. Okay.
Did he get into trouble when he said they're going to have athletes, people, and stuff out here?
Athletes, people, and stuff. That's a great copy point.
All right, there's Rhines up for an e-break. And this traffic report is also going to be up for an e-break. Now, we should give you some background. Alexis is not real familiar with the town of Balch Springs. And she asked us to make sure that she was pronouncing it right, that it was Balch. And we said, oh, yeah, that's right. And we know that word because it was a word of hilarity when we were in college. One of the morons that we used to hang out with came up with that word as a way to describe it when the guy has an itch in a very intimate area is referred to as bulge.
And you're supposed to call it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to call it.
As you're scratching that itch, you're supposed to shout to anybody in the room, bulge?
Yeah, you can put a question mark on it if you want to. So that's always been a very funny word to us. And it became a funny word to Alexis when we described to her what that word does mean to us, as right before she did traffic.
360 northbound also slow from Arkansas to Division, and in Balch Springs, I-20 westbound at Beltline, we have a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. For the North Texas Tollway Authority, I'm Alexis.
What does Balch mean?
What are you talking about?
What does Balch mean, Alexis?
You just informed me.
Well, so. What did he tell you?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Go ahead. It was vulgar.
Ask Craig. He knows.
He
said it was
Craig?
When you have an itch in a certain spot.
So balch is like a combination of words?
I guess so. I just learned it this morning. All right. I'm Alexis with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe truck.
And see, she'll never be able to say that town again. And man, we used to watch the news and just crack up if something happened in Balch Springs.
Why would they name a town Balch Springs?
Yeah.
What is?
Why would they?
What
name
was
a
the
town
original Balch meaning?
Where are scrotal irritation?
Where are these springs at? By the way.
Yeah. Good question. All right. There's Alexis and Balch Springs up for an e-break. And I'd never heard, maybe you guys had heard of her before, I'd never heard of Josie Dye until this week, the Canadian radio and television star.
No.
Someone thought it'd be a good idea for her to sing O Canada before the Toronto Rock lacrosse game. And this is worse than Carl Lewis's treatment of the national anthem here in America. This is her attempt because it's on her bucket list.
And please join Josie in singing O Canada. As tonight, she crosses off another item on her bucket list here at the Air Canada Center.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Count thee by land. Help me, patriot love. I'm nervous in... No, wait, one more time. It's my bucket list. Oh, Canada. Oh.
She sounds like the most annoying woman on earth.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait.
Stop.
Hey, Rich, would you like the history of Balch Springs?
I just looked it up.
Is it named after Ball Itch?
In 1879, John M. Balch? And his family settled south of Mesquite.
Y'all are idiots.
Mr. Balch found several springs on his land, yeah. One of which ran year-round.
Hey, but they didn't name it that until 1953 as an official city to avoid being annexed.
Who are you, sir?
That's Mr. Balch.
No.
Oh.
Do you have any issues that continue, Mr. Balch?
With what, my land?
No.
Yeah, the springs
dried
up.
Any irritations on your body anywhere?
Yeah, no. You got an itch to discover some new land?
No, that's something Grizzy came up with.
Who?
All right, so those are your three candidates. Rhines, Alexis, and Balch Springs, or Josie Dye, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who's the emergency break of the week belong to?
Well, I've got a traffic report for you. A Balch Springs truck full of doorknobs overturned in Bowie.
Unbelievable.
Maybe the greatest call ever. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to refer my vote to the methane-emitting organisms in Georgia's descending colon.
Okay.
I guess that's impossible. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
That's an awful nice born. Ha-ha!
Thank you.
Gotta start dumping that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, and this morning we have on the program, please welcome Adolf Hitler.
All right.
Is that Rhines? Charlie Sheen?
Oh, it was Rhines? Supposed to be Rhines.
He wouldn't have gotten it that wrong.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, special shout out to Thumper Hulk and the Unticket. My vote is for famous Asians, Hugh Darvish, Jeremy Lin, and Jeffrey Frampton.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Vaginal slide.
Aha. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Gordo.
Who's this?
Hello, Gordo.
Okay, who are you?
Gordo, did you give me that severe rash last night? I hope you get that cleaned up.
I hope you never call again.
Severe rash, I think.
Yeah. Huh. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like a traffic report that didn't indicate that I needed to remind myself to scratch myself.
We would, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
They're all black months.
They're all black months.
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wow, remember the two-minute drill?
I love the two-minute drill.
Hey, let's bring that back. Y'all want to start doing that today? It's Friday.
Sure.
9:55, you don't have to talk to Norm that way.
It's Hardline Property, but it was one of my favorite bits they ever did.
But we'll do it in tribute to them.
Okay.
Can you execute it with this phone system?
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Giorgio's violently exploding trouser chili.
You're an idiot. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Vaginal slice.
You're an idiot. Hi, you're on the
His
ticket.
Voice
who wins?
Is funny.
Yes, Gordon's inflamed skin scrunchie.
Okay.
Why is that getting so many votes?
I don't know, but someone, you know, last time we had to ask what a skin scrunchie was. I thought it must be foreskin.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I think people are saying it's...
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Scott Murray here to vote for the winning team, left ball and right ball.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, people! Wake up and smell the gingerbread!
I vote for Alexis.
Thank you.
It was the gingerbread man from Racetrack.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Kilahana 67, The Unticket, and Shake Weight Giorgio.
No such character.
Shake Weight Giorgio.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yeah. Guten Morgen.
Is this Erica's father?
Ich muss get back in the shower.
Oh. You're talking about an itch? I think we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Alexis in the Balch Springs Traffic Report.
360 northbound also slow from Arkansas to Division, and in Balch Springs, I-20 westbound at Beltline, we have a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. For the North Texas Tollway Authority, I'm Alexis.
What does Balch mean?
What are you talking about?
What does Balch mean, Alexis?
You just informed me. So.
What did he tell you?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Go ahead. It was ask vulgar
Craig.
And...
ask Craig. He knows. He said
what
it,
is it
was
Craig?
When you have an itch in a
where?
Certain spot.
So Balch is like a combination of words?
I guess so. I just learned it this morning. All right. I'm Alexis with The Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe truck.
There's only one other guy in the Metroplex who has a lighter up this morning, besides myself and Junior and Rich, who's now on board with Balch.
I've been on board. My wife is on board with Balch. She finds it very funny.
What's the female equivalent?
Let's not say that.
Balch?
No.
How many is that for Alexis?
Well, we've had Alexa Konomos, we've had Alexi, but this is the first time for Alexis.
That's
first
one ever?
It is.
Wow. She's a quality broadcaster, that's why.
Let's ask her about Balch.
Up next.